Maitza Shir, Monday night, Chav Gimel on the base. A truncated shir. Truncated? We started very late, and Hefta Ilam's not here. So we're learning about Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayochet Sveko Tomei. And Toysa says, learn that from Sota, even if there is a Cheskos Taira. And Sofik Tumah Bishus Arabim Sveko Tohor, even if Sofik Derayis Olachumra, and even if there's no Cheskos Taira. Toysus asks Akasha, Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Zayin. Vikshua Toysus Shom, Toysus asks Akasha, Bechulun of Reish Nida, Kivin Goy Lamanu Lani, Kloli Elam Yisaita, that's where we learn it out from. Now, Monav Shach, the Sota, on one hand, you don't know if she was Mazani, so that's like the Sofek Tumah. She's also to her husband, even before we find out, so that's Sofek Tumah, Bishus Hayochid, so to speak, Sveik Otome. Now the question is the Sota, is the woman considered to have a Cheskos Heter to her husband? So you'll say, well, of course,
Kazaka,
yeah. So the question is, since the process of Sota is something called Kino Yustira, where the husband warned her not to seclude herself with this man, and she went ahead and did, maybe that's a reyus on the chazaka, and she's not considered any longer, it ruins the chazaka. So now Tosfos asks, Monavshach, the Sota, e neimo, if we'll say, the lesbo cheskos tahora, that she, taira, she's not called, and she has a cheskos taira, why not? Rishum de isra cheskosa, because there's a reyus on the chazaka. Kiva the kine love nistera, that ruins the chazaka. So then him kain hechi olif b'nei letami b'shus hayachid, v'afilu hecha d'ika cheskos taira. So then how can you learn out sofik tumah b'shus hayachid sveko tamei, even if there is a cheskos taira? Kiva the soita lesbo cheskos taira. V'inema, the soita cheskos taira koi, that she is considered to have a cheskos taira, v'loi isra cheskosa, him came, hechi yoluf mino l'tar b'shus harabim, v'filu leko cheskos taira, even if there's no cheskos taira, kivin the sota is bo cheskos taira. Very logical question, very straightforward, monavshach. We're going, Toysus is of the opinion, and we're going with Toysus' opinion, that you learn out both things from Sota. You learn out Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayochid, because not all the Rishonim hold that we learn out both ends from Sota. Some say that we only learn out Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayochid Sveko Tomei, but Sofik Tumah Bishus Harabim Sveko Tor would be, let's say, according to the Rambam, the regular din of Sofik Deraisa Lekula Mederaisa. And Rabbanon will not go there Tumah.
So
or Cheskos Taira. But Toysus is of the opinion that you learn out from Sota both ends, but then it doesn't work out. Because you learn out Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayochid Sveko Tomei even against the Cheskos Taira, and you learn out Sofik Tumah Bishus Harabim Sveko Tor even if there's no Cheskos Taira, but you're only learning out from Sota. So Monavshach, is Sota considered to have Cheskos Taira or not? How can you learn out both ends?
Well, in this case, if he warns her, okay, then according to this, the chazaka is canceled.
However, no, we're not sure. That's what Tosfos is saying.
But
if you look at it that the chazaka is canceled,
does that give her the status of a sofek sota already?
Yeah, she is a sofek sota. We know the din. We learn
as
out
of the
din.
As of the warning.
No. The sofek is when she secluded herself, was she mazana? That's how was sofek. The equivalent of, it's like a Sofik Tumah. Did she become Tomei? Did she have relations with this man who's not her husband?
So basically what they're saying is the warning would cancel the Chazaka, but not move her into the status of a Sofik Sota.
Well, not yet. The Sofik is what she Mazanet. That Sofik is only created when she secludes herself with the man. It's her warning not to seclude herself, and then she violated the warning, that maybe wrecks the Cheskos Taira, because she did something so blatantly, like, suspicious. And
so right, which couldn't that in of itself move her into suffix sota?
Without kinui? Without the warning, you mean?
No. The warning was...
The warning
was
suffix sota
by something.
It's not like they're substantiated. The suffix is, when she secluded herself, was she mazane? That is the suffix. We don't have a suffix. We don't have a suffix that she was mazane when she went to the makola to pick up a container of milk. We have a suffix, was she mazane when she secluded herself with a man. With the man that was warned about, that she was warned not to seclude herself.
And I understand that, but what I'm saying is that warning had to be based on something.
No.
No?
The warning is based on the husband's suspicions. That they didn't like the way they were looking at each other when they went to the dinner theater the other night. They were playing footsie under the table.
Because I was wondering if the warning, if it was based on something, could then push that over
the
into...
The warning doesn't say in Masechta Sota that the warning has to be based on something. It could be based on his fantasy. He decides that she's interested in this man. But then she goes ahead and she violates his warning. And that is a suspicion, and that makes her into a Sota. So we're going to use the word Sota. The suffix sota. Technically, a sota is a woman who was mizane, and a suffix sota is a woman in this situation where we have a suffix. But really, the suffix sota is called a sota also. Okay. Sometimes we differentiate, we talk about a suffix sota and a vade sota. Okay. So that's the question. Very good question, Tyson says. Whichever way you turn, like, what are you going to do? Venera. Now he's going to give a very long, complicated terence. So, here's the Hakdama. The Hakdama to his terence. It's really... We're not going to get further than this now. There's a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Chulin that has a major rule in Hilchos Chazaka. I don't have Gemaras here. I thought he had Gemaras. He does have Gemaras. This is why I want to find, this is the old print. If you ever find for me the other six Shmaitzes, this old print. He reprinted without the Gemaras in the back. He reprinted this Sefer Shmaitzim Mavueris, but he left out this great feature.
In the back has all the Gemaras that he quotes?
What?
In the back you put all the Gemaras that he quotes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Great. So there's the Gemara in Chulin. A very, very famous Gemara, and this is going to be the subject of the coming discussion. Amar Rav Huna, Behema b'chayeha, while a behema is alive, so she b'cheskas iser omedes, ad she yivadu l'cha b'men nishchata. The sof, if you shechted an animal, you have a sofik if the shechita was good. If you're sofik if the shechita was good or not, if your suffix is, if the shechita is good, then we apply the rule that, listen, till you know the shechita is good, the behema is b'cheskas iser. Now, it's a shtickel chiddush. You say, what's the chiddush? Chiddush is, when the behema is alive, it's also because it's alive. It's like Eivim and Achai. Now you know it's dead, so you know that iser doesn't exist anymore. So now you have a suffix in the shechita. So maybe it's good, maybe it's no good. So, but no, we say there's a cheskas iser. So what's the cheskas iser? So Rashi says, Eivim and Achai, and if you have a suffix in the shechita, it's not so clear what the svara is. The Rishonim use the lashon machzikin me'isla iser. But even though the iser that we're talking about when it was alive was Eva Menachai, and now we're not talking about Eva Menachai anymore, we're talking about the Vela or something else, if the Shkita wasn't proper. But we say Behema Bechayeha Becheskes Iser Omedes. If you don't know if there was a good Shkita, we follow that Chazaka. Taisus makes it simpler. Taisus says we're talking about the Iser She'eno Zavuach. That there is a common denominator Iser from before the Shkita and after the Shkita. If the Shkita was done improperly, there's an Iser Eino Zavuach to eat an animal that's not shechted properly. Makes it like into a more common denominator type Iser. So that applies if it's alive, if it wasn't shechted properly. So it has a Cheskes Iser. Till you know the Shkita was done properly. If you know that the Shkita was done properly, Nishchatov, and now you have you see a trefa in the animal. You see a hole in the lung, but you have a suffix. This is the case, maybe the wolf came along and bit into it now. So you have a suffix that it happened before the Shkita, and the animal's a trefa, or did it happen after the Shkita? So there he says a chiddush. Once you know there was a valid Shkita, then you look at an animal as being Becheskes Heter until you know for sure that it's a trefa.
That the Shkita includes the Bedika after
the Shkita? The Bedika is always, well, the Bedika is a Bedika. If you see something that it was obvious that it was there when the animal was alive before the Shkita, Shkita does not help on a trefa. It remains usur. But if you have a suffix when it happened, if the hole in the lung, you have a reason why you could have such a suffix. Maybe it developed after the Shkita, and it's kosher. So then, if there's such a suffix, normally if you find a hole in the lung, of course, you assume it was there before the Shkita. But let's say a suffix, the Gemara has a case. Maybe it happened after the Shkita. So then we apply the rule of Behema, of Nishchata, once you know that a proper Shkita was done. So this is what the Rafuna statement is. When you shecht an animal, and now you have a suffix if it's kosher or not. Suffix. If your suffix is, did you do a proper Shkita, then the Chazaka says it's awesome. Till you establish that there was a proper Shkita, now comes next Kiddush. Once you did a proper Shkita, and you have something in the trefa, even though if it was a trefa before, the Shkita was ineffective. So you'll say, so what's the difference if there was a Shkita or not? Because if it was there before, the Shkita was ineffective. That's the Kiddush of the case. Once you know that there was a proper Shkita, then the Chazaka says it's mutter. Even if the suffix was trefa, and it was a trefa. I mean, the yesod is a very important yesod. A shkita of a trefa is a proper shkita. It's just ineffective. Shkita doesn't help on a trefa, but it's not a nevela. If you mess up a shkita, the animal becomes what's called a nevela, like it died by itself. If you shecht properly, it's ineffective, but it's a proper shkita. See, and why? This din of Ravuna proves it. Because if, what is Ravuna's whole point? Once you, if you have a suffix, if the shkita was good, then there's a cheskes iser. Once you know the shkita was good, then there's a cheskes heter. Even though your suffix is, was it a trefa by the shkita? But you see, if the trefa shkita would be not a good shkita, then the second half of the statement wouldn't make any sense. Because you don't know it was shechted properly. That's the whole point. Maybe it's a trefa. The second half of his din makes sense because of the, it's not a chiddush, I mean, maybe it's a chiddush. To understand Ravuna's basic statement, you have to understand that the shechita of a treifa is a valid shechita. It's ineffective to be matir of animal. You're not allowed to eat a treifa. Now, really, there's a very simple, clear way of seeing that. If an animal dies, the carcass is a tummy. It makes things tummy. It's called a nevela. If you mess up the shechita, the animal's a nevela. If you shecht a treifa, the animal's not a nevela. It's not a nevela. It's not matame. Because it was a proper shechita. And a proper shechita on a kosher animal, the animal's
so
not a nevela.
The treifa animal before you shechted it. There were no simanim that it was treifa.
No, we don't know. Now we see a treifa. We see a hole in the lung.
Okay.
So we don't know when it happened. Okay.
Do you have to do kisui adam?
What?
Do you have to do kisui adam if you shechted and you... Let's say in both cases, you shechted improperly, or if you shechted and you found out it was a treifa?
I don't know. There might be a din that you don't have to do kisui adam if the shechita is not matter the animal.
Right, that's what I'm asking. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay.